Hello, everybody, and welcome to the season's first edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. I am Joe Myers. Going to be sitting down this morning with Glasgow head football coach Jeff Garman, as his team obviously has had a very interesting offseason, obviously with the COVID situation going on, but also a brand new facility for the Scotty football program to call home this year. Scotty's last year went 10-2, lost in the region semifinals to Taylor County in a heart record, 20-14 to end their season. But Jeff, let's talk first, before we get into the COVID stuff, let's first talk about this beautiful new facility you guys are working out of. Just a really great thing for the program.
Oh, it really is, and you know, we're extremely blessed that that Mr. Hale and the school board and our school administrators felt like, you know, that it needed to be upgraded, and when they upgraded it, I think they did an outstanding job. It's got plenty of size to it. The weight room's really nice. Added a lot of graphics to the locker room areas, and with that, a new set of bleachers. New concourse walkways. It just kind of looks different, but it's a really clean looking building that we can use to a lot of our advantage.
New restroom facilities too, so no more standing in line at halftime for the bathrooms and all that sort of thing for folks who are used to doing that. How do you think your program will benefit most from this facility, Jeff?
Well, you know, looking at it, it's just, you know, it puts more pride, I think, into our program, and with the facilities of what Mr. Hale's vision was, you know, to increase the size of the weight room, and I think he did do that. I think he put about 30 yards, 40 yards of turf. It's about a 10-yard wide strip that we can work out on in our weight program that goes right out the back door of the weight room. Really looks nice, and I think it's going to be very beneficial to us down the road. Just a lot of things. I mean, just the upgrade and wanting our fans to feel like that, you know, that there's a commitment here for football. And I think that may be what brings out more than anything. When our kids and our players see the commitment from our administration and our community to have nice things, that hopefully it'll make them work a little harder, appreciate a little more.
All right, Jeff, let's talk what's, you know, obviously the big story of the season so far. You know, it was a season that we didn't even know if it was going to happen or not. There's been a lot of uncertainty leading up to the year. How in the world have you and your staff dealt with all this uncertainty going into this, Jeff?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of rules and there's a lot of regulations that you try to follow. It's working with your athletic directors. It's working with your school facility coordinators as far as plans that have to be developed with the local health department. There's a lot to it. And you know, what we've been able to do so far up to this point is basically, you know, practice against air in smaller groups, which is better than nothing. But at some point, if this is going to move forward, we got to kind of move into a more of a football stance. And with football, there's going to be some contact. There's going to be play. You just got to be smart about it. You know, a lot of the regulations, you know, is talking about maybe, you know, shortening the amount of time you're out doing stuff. Also taking, you know, there's a lot of cleaning and disinfectant and cleaning of items of what players are using, the facilities they're using, to really try to, you know, keep it as safe as we possibly can.
What have you told your players, Jeff, about how to stay safe off the field when they're away from football and away from you guys?
Just be smart. And, you know, I can't tell 60 kids and walk around with them, you know, just be smart. But kid, boys are going to be boys, and 16 years old, you a lot of times you feel like you're invincible, and they just got to be smart and do the best they can, and that's all that we can ask. I haven't really put any guidelines on top of them or anything like that. Just be smart, be safe, and do your best to do your part in trying to keep everything safe.
Well, let's get to what we're actually here to talk about, and that's some football. Jeff, you guys have only had or will have only had 2 weeks in pads as far as practice is concerned leading up to this opening game versus Allen County Scottsville next Friday night. How much of a concern is that, a short period of time in pads, not only from an execution standpoint but just from a safety standpoint, trying to get these kids' bodies ready for contact?
Well, basically what you're – the only difference really there is there's not going to be a scrimmage. So if you would have put a scrimmage in – that would have been 3 weeks in pads, and you would have had about a half is usually what we scrimmage, a half of a football game. So that would have that's about what we're missing is that scrimmage. So with that, you know, you approach this, and it's going to be kind of that first game is what a lot of things are going to happen in a scrimmage. So you just got to look at it. We got to make sure we got – you know, kids, I think depth is going to be a little bit bigger issue. And, you know, I feel like we've done a good job of trying to get as many kids reps as we possibly can. You know, we've practiced separately in two groups where they can get more reps, and I think it's going to be a benefit down the road.
With the limited number of practices you guys have had, Jeff, in pads and everything else, how do you feel about how the team is coming together? You've been able to get a good idea of what this team can do, you think?
I like this team. This team's – we've got speed. That's one thing I can see out there with my eyes. Some of the element we haven't yet – you know, we start shoulder pads coming up with the contact part, and we'll have to wait and see on that. But from what we've seen so far, you know, the kids have worked hard and done a really good job of trying to execute what we're asking them to do, and been happy with it so far.
You guys lost 10 seniors off that team last year, Jeff. Every one of them either started or heavily contributed to the ball club. You feel like you've got kids ready to step in and fill those roles?
Yeah, we got a bunch of juniors and sophomores coming back, though, that got to play last year, too. So, you know, I feel good about it. The kids that are here are getting – some of them are getting opportunities that they didn't get last year, and they were playing on the JV level, and now it's their turn to step up and play. You're not going to replace some of these seniors that are leaving out of here. When you're talking about kids like – Tanner Abernathy, Kadarius, Nick Mitchell, Darian, Chase, Durant. That's a lot of kids on the defensive line and a lot of skilled kids. But, you know, those kids all had backups last year that practiced every day, and they're stepping in. You know, we've switched some personnel around a little bit from last year, but I feel good about where we're at and what we're doing. And, you know, I think our schedule still is just brutal. It's going to be tough, but I just keep hoping and praying that helps us down the road.
You do have 10 seniors on this year's ball club, Jeff, and you always depend on your senior class for leadership. Obviously, this is a unique year with what's going on outside of football. You feel like this class is ready to step in and fill that role as far as a leadership standpoint is concerned?
Well, I hope so. I mean, this senior class knows what it looks like to win. They've been a part of 3 10-plus winning seasons in a row. So they know what it looks like and what it takes to have a successful program. And, you know, we have to look and see who steps up and becomes our leaders. You know, right now I think our senior class has done a really good job.
Come back in a moment. Continue with Scotty Head Coach Jeff Garman. We're back after this on WCLD Sports.